There has been news among Greens in the North Country's 21st congressional district. The Green Party is headed towards a rare primary in its effort to find a replacement for retiring Democrat Bill Owens. St. Lawrence County anti-cancer activist Donald Hasig and Glens Falls baker and businessman Matt Funicello have both said they're running as Green Party candidates. David Summerstein reports.
When I called Don Hasig, he had just come in from tramping around in the snow at his cabin in Colton.
Just got off the pond. Yep, I was dancing out there and just came in.
Hasig is known for his dancing on the campaign trail. Occasional chanting and howling are in his campaign toolbox, too. He was actually whistling with excitement when I spoke to him at the notion of a Green Party primary.
It's good for America and it's good for politics.
Hasig has run for Congress several times, also for governor and U.S. senator, but never against another Green candidate. He says a primary will generate more media attention.
We now have, from mid-February all the way to September, a huge amount of time for two people to be bringing forward green issues.
Last weekend, that second candidate came forward. Matt Funicello has owned Rock Hill Bakehouse in South Glens Falls for more than a decade. He opened a cafe in downtown Glens Falls more recently. He says proudly he gets up every morning at 3 a.m. to bake, and he says he's running to represent working people.
We're the ones who have alarm clocks, and we're the ones who get up in the morning and go to work. I believe that it's really important on an almost libertarian level or constitutional level that we return to the idea of the gentleman farmer or the country lawyer or doctor heading to D.C. to speak the voice of the people that live in their district.
Funicello has worked for several Green Party campaigns in the past, including Ralph Nader presidential bids and Howie Hawkins' run for governor. He says finding jobs for the small towns of the Adirondacks is a priority for him, as is supporting small farmers and farmers markets. Funicello sells his bread at those markets and buys one quarter of his flour from farmers in Jefferson County.
People are really starting to get that you can buy local regional foods and organic foods in a supermarket, but you're really supporting the producers so much more directly and boldly when you go to a farmer's market.
St. Lawrence County's Don Hasig says he'll continue to work on his signature issue in the campaign, reducing public exposure to cancer-causing chemicals. But he says he also wants to raise the minimum wage and provide free universal health care.
Canada has this. Japan has this. Germany has this. We need free health care for all, free Medicaid right here in America for all Americans.
New York's Green Party co-chair Gloria Matera says as long as they file their petitions on time, both men will be considered Green candidates for the North Country congressional race, setting up a primary. And she says a primary doesn't happen that often in Green politics in New York. And she says it's a good thing for the party. Republicans Elise Stefanik, Joseph Gilbert, and Jamie Waller, and Democrat Aaron Wolf have also announced their run for Bill Owens' seat. Owens said last month he'll step down to spend more time with his family. In Canton, I'm David Summerstein for WRVO News.